for Zos Chanukah. And specifically, we're going to learn the Torah that the Rav Shitzer shared on the night of Chanukah. So before we open the class, it was the custom of the great Tzaddikim that on the last night of Chanukah, on Zos Chanukah, they would get together, they would have a special tish, and the Heilige Zayde, the Divrei Chaim, who was a Talmud of the Rav Shitzer, for example, on Zos Chanukah, they would light the candles, they would have a Suda, and then he would sell Olam Haba, Parnasa, Shiduchim, success in learning. He would sell it as if it was available to purchase, and then people would buy those merits, and then that money would go to tzedakah for the people of the town. And there were many miracles that occurred as a result of these special blessings that come down on the last day of Chanukah. And so today we're going to learn about how that works. How does it work that there's all this a great influence that's coming down over Chanukah? So because it's such a powerful class, we ask it should be a zuchus for Shoshana Yecheved Bas Leah Yehudit. She should have success in all of her endeavors, and all her tefillahs should be niskabel, especially with the koach of the Kedusha of this great day of Chanukah, Zos Chanukah, coming up, Be'ezer Hashem. So what he starts with is a pasuk in Sefer Melachim that describes the miracle of a little bit of oil that turned into a lot of oil. The Isha Achaz, there was a woman, Vayomer, he said, Lechi Michri es Hashemen, go sell the oil, Ve'atu Banayich Tichi Banosar, and you and your children will live on the remainder of the oil. He doesn't come back to explain this pasuk. Somehow, with the Torah that we're about to learn, you're going to understand what this means, why the miracle happened through oil. And what I'm going to say before we begin is, this is a very, very complicated Torah. It's such a complicated Torah that I may have to, you know, skip over a few parts. But what I would encourage anyone who's listening is that there are parts of this that are complicated, but the general idea isn't. And that's what we should absorb, is the greatness of these days of Chanukah and what's available to us to receive. So Nagdim HaKosav, I want to start with the following pasuk. Because it says, by the dove that came back to Tevas Noach, V'ine Ale Zayis Taraf Befia, there was a leaf of an olive branch that was Taraf, that was ripped off, Befia, in her mouth. V'darshu Chazal, and our sages say, that Taraf is Lashon Mazon, actually means Parnasa. And Befia, in her mouth, actually, Lashem Maimer means was her expression. Meaning that a dove carrying the olive branch was actually praying for its parnasa. Meaning, Sh'amra, it said to Hashem, Yu mezonosai merurin kezayis, may my parnasa be as bitter as an olive. Umesurim biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but let it come directly from Hashem, rather than to get all the food in the world, but to get it through Noach. So that's Taraf Befia, means that the animals they wanted to receive directly from Hashem, they didn't want to receive through Noach. Ulahavin, so we have to understand, Lamadavka Lashon Kezayis. So why is it an olive branch of all those things? V'lo davar achamar, are there not other things that are bitter? Now an olive is exceptionally bitter. It's actually basically inedible when you first take it off the tree. You have to cure it, you have to do something, as discussed many times in the Gemara. So the olive is bitter, and the question is, why is the olive the symbol of this idea more than other? There are other things that are bitter. V'nira Alderach, so I want to explain, there's a line we say in the Zemiras, and some don't say the Zemiras on this particular Zimmer on Friday night, Tzur Mishalo, it covers a little bit of benching, but it's one of the Zemiras on Friday night, and we say there, Mazon v'tzeda hizbi'al nafshenu, that Mazon and Seda, Hashem sated our souls. Now Mazon means usually food, and Seda means food, so it's the same thing, Mazon v'tzeda. Shemazon v'tzedu kefa lashon. Sounds like it's a repetition of the same words. Gam lahavin lashon tzeda dafka. And also, what do we mean by tzeda? Tzeda usually means like provisions. So what do we mean Hashem has provided us with parnasa and provisions? Rakainian, so the idea is like this. Ki echti azanas nefesh aruchani. How is it that your spiritual neshama, hanatzelas mi makor haruchani, which comes from a spiritual place, nizonas be'elu mizonas agashmiim, how does it get fed with our physical food? Physical food can sustain your physical body, but how does your physical food provide sustenance for your soul? So we've learned the answer to this. I've written elsewhere. Al inyan geshem umatar vital. There's three kinds of precipitation: geshem, rain; matar, also means rain, but same tal and matar; and then tal and dew. What's the difference? Shekal echad yosu ruchani mechavero, because there are different levels of spirituality. Shegeshem, the word geshem, which means rain, what does it also mean? Gashmius, physicality. Hunasin koach hagashmi latzomeach. The geshem word for rain represents the physical sustenance of the earth being irrigated and satiated with water and turning into an apple. Ummatar, the word matar is Rashi Tevis mare, the way that it looks; tam, the way that it tastes; and reach, the way that it smells. Matar, mem, tes, resh, mare, tam, and reach is still physical within the fruit, but the sort of the spiritual side of the fruit, the smell, the taste, the way that it looks, rather than the literal physical material and nutrients. Shehu b'chinas ruchani, that's a little more spiritual than the physical. V'tal, and du, hu yod yose ruchani, that's the most spiritual. In fact, you can't even see it descending upon the earth.
And the man,
right? The man came with the dew, right? So you should know that in all your food, there's geshem, there's matar, and there's tal. There's a spiritual sustenance in your food as well. You're right. If your food was only physical, it could only sustain your physical body, but not your soul. But your food's not physical. Hanelam besocham, there's a spiritual influence that's in the food. Kamo haneshama baguf, like the neshama in the body. So you should know your food has a neshama, not a living being neshama, but a spirituality about it, a spiritual force, which when you consume it, you're eating the body of the food, which is the calcium and the vitamin B and whatever else is in there, but you're also consuming the spiritual aspect of the food, which is what gives you spiritual energy. And your neshama actually enjoys the spiritual foods. If you eat the food by making a bracha, by the right intentions, your neshama actually enjoys the smorgasbord of your mitzvahs. This is why our sages say, it's the end of Masechtas Kiddushin, that the Gemara makes a fascinating comment. You take a look, that the lion doesn't have to have a job. The fox doesn't have to have a job. They don't have jobs. So how are they eating? The truth is, we shouldn't have to work either. Ela shahariyosi as my said, but because humanity messed up, the kapachti as parnasasi, you've cut off our parnasa. Yeah, that's Adam Arishon sinned, and so b'zeas apecha tocha lechem, by the sweat of your brow you have to eat bread. L'chori yipale, but it seems strange to me. What does sins, which have to do with spiritual sources, what does it have to do, the mizonas agashmiim, to my physical sustenance, my physical food? The answer is Raki kol neshama mi Yisrael shu ruchanis. Every neshama of a Jew, which is spiritual, yesh la tzinor, it is a channel, shebo mavir ha'or, by which you bring down light into the world. Through your neshama, as we discussed last week in the layers of the flame, through your neshama, you bring down light into this world. Hashefa ruchanis, this is a spiritual influence that you bring down, mitzad nishmasu ha'kadosha, through your holy neshama. Va'idei Torah mitzvahs, and then when you do Torah and mitzvahs, hema mafteach, those are the keys, liftoach mekor elyon, to open up the source from above. This is why the Divrei Chaim, after he would sell all these great influences that come down on Zos Chanukah, obviously he's not selling them as if they're coming from him, he's selling them to Tzedakah, they're coming from Shemayim. But when he would sell them, then what he would do is he would give a long, long, complicated shtickle Torah. because the Torah becomes the channel by which you bring down these influences. And so you would bring down this influence of blessing and light to each person, the channels through your neshama. But if a person sins, you mess up the channels. So he's saying, because your physical and your spiritual are connected, as you said, when you're eating your physical food, you're also eating the spiritual side of the food. So then, if that's true, then your spiritual channels, which are meant to bring down both the physical and the spiritual, when you mess up the channels because a person's not doing the right thing, so then the light isn't coming down the right way. V'avanosav sosmen atzino, a person's sins can seal up the channels. V'avanosav, a person can transgress, mavdilin tzino nishmaso, that can cut off the channel of a person's neshama, min amayan hagadol, from the great wellspring, mekor hakedusha, the source of holiness. These are tough words to hear. Umimela, that's what it means, Aide Shariosi, because I've done negative things, as my side, Kapachti Panasasi, so I've cut off the channels of Parnasa. Kikeven Shain Shefa Ruchani Nishba, if the spiritual flow is not flowing, Mimela Engashmi, then there's no physical either. I mean, he's repeating the point over, but he's saying that the physical and the spiritual are connected. So if a person's bringing down, in the physical is the spiritual, in the spiritual is the physical. If a person's doing the wrong things, so then if he's not a spiritual channel, then he can't be a physical channel either. V'zesha Omrim, that's why on Friday night we sing Mazon V'tzeda. Mazon, that's the Gashmi, that's the physical sustenance. The Tzeda, Tzeda is related to the word trap. Right? What's trapped inside it, to achias, that's the life of the food. Hashefa, kedusha, ruchani, analambo, the holy spiritual influence that's contained within it. That sustains our soul. So mazon, the food itself, vitzeda, and the holiness that's trapped inside it, hisbial nafshenu, that's the true satiation of our souls. And in the same system that we find for food, hu hazayis, that's the same system that we find in the olive. Shehaor nalam besocho, the light is in the olive. Hear that again, not the oil. The light is in the olive. Ki hashemen ganuz ba'azayis, because the oil, we can all see, is in the olive. Umimenu haor yotze, and the light emerges from the oil. So if the light's emerging from the oil and the oil's emerging from the olive, that means the light is in the olive. V'ha'or ha'tov, but this good light, ganuz v'nalam, is concealed and hidden ma'od, very much so, b'hazayis. And the oil is somewhat hidden, but the light in the oil, you can't see that light in the olive. V'zeh romeis legevuros memusakos, and this alludes to sweetened judgment. What that means is, whenever you have din, which a person has a tzara, let's say, example, a person doesn't have parnasa, a person doesn't have something, that means that they're in a state of din. And to emerge from that, and to find salvation from within that place, that's the sweetening of the bitterness of the judgment. Meaning that the whole thing becomes all for the good. So that light that comes out, that's this concept of the light coming from the olive, represents any time that there's a bitterness or a judgment, and that judgment is sweetened, and the person receives mercy or kindness or atonement, and then good things happen. Shenirim shem dinim, because it looks like judgment, everything that happens in life that's difficult, that presents a challenge for us, it feels like it's judgment. L'chein azayis ba'atzmo omar, like the olive itself, which it comes off the tree and it's bitter. V'yotze mimenu or masik, but the sweetest light emerges specifically from the olive. Shv'emesem chasadim gedolim, because anything that's ever happened to you is chesed gadol. It's absolute, incredible kindness. It's for the best way that it should be for your neshama, for the universe. Rakshna lamin besocham, but all that kindness is concealed within. Vasidin lehizgalus, and is going to be revealed. L'chein atos, this is why, karov l'bias Mashiach, we're very close to the coming of Mashiach. Sheyizgalah b'mehera, may he be revealed soon, b'yameinu. Yesh chav le'mashiach, we have all the troubles, we call the birth pangs, the pains of Mashiach. Ki kamo sha'ashemen eni yotzi mi'azayis, because just like oil doesn't come from an olive, rak al yidei ksisha, only through smashing. Ken ha'or yotzei al yidei yisurim, the light comes out through the suffering. U'mevarin an etzotzei kedusha, because all of the difficulties, all of the sparks that have been dispersed, all the holiness that's out there. In other words, a person has done things to cut off those channels, so there's a process for reopening the channels. There's a process for reopening those channels. It's just that the process of reopening those channels has bitterness in it. And through the process of the smashing of the olive, in fact, just smashing the olive, says the Gemara, just beating the olive against the rock makes it less bitter. Aval derech ze pirush harav hakadosh Rav Nachum Mendel of Rimonov. It says on by the Ketores. So the Ketores, they had these 368 manim of Ketores, and machzir nosan lamachtesh, nosan lamachtesh, you would put it into a grinder. Be erev yom kippurim and erev yom kippur. Kan yafa yafa, and you grind it really, really fine. Kadesh teidakom and adaka, so that it should be fine beyond fine. Ki yisron haor miachoshech, because that's how you get the light out of the darkness. Ba'atakar le'geula yeshchev le'mashiach, close to the redemption. We have the birth pangs of the days of Mashiach. Ki hu'al derech erev yom kippurim, shu'u karev le'yom kippurim, because it's like erev yom kippur, where we have to prepare for yom kippur. Shuhu alma de cherus, Yom Kippur is the world of freedom. V'oz haksisha v'hadachak yoser, and therefore the pressure is heavier. Now we're in a world of judgment here, right? We're describing the olive and the cut-off judgments. We're going to shift into what happens over Chanukah, where as we'll learn and we'll see, on Chanukah, everything opens up on itself. Yes, please.
Besides the olive, are there other foods, like, are there special foods that give you the
mazon
v'tzeda, or is it just any food?
So really, every food has mazon v'tzeda, but the olive is the external expression of this deep idea. When we see the oil coming out of this bitter fruit that turns into the sweet light, so that's a representative of all the other foods, the olive more than any other. Right, whatever you eat, right, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu who's going to provide for you the sparks for the opportunity to elevate and fix the universe. Yes?
In comparison with a grape, you could eat a grape and it's not bitter.
Right.
Is that the kind of distinction he's trying?
Well, you don't need to make the distinction against the grape, although the grape is a great example of it. But it's really a distinction against all the other fruits.
It's something that needs to be crushed in order for the, let's say, the higher product to come out.
Right. But specifically, we're going from bitter to sweet. Mm-hmm. So that's the olive. Okay. B'nei Hamazon, all your sustenance, every food you've ever eaten, Hugamke Migvuras Mumusakos, is from sweetened judgments. Because Parnasa comes from the world of Din. And every penny that you've made, there was a judgment. Should you get that penny? Should you not get that penny? And a judgment was made that you should get it. But Parnasa comes through judgment. It's decided on Rosh Hashanah, are you going to get it? Are you not going to get it? And obviously, you can still daven until Yom Kippur, and then till Hashanah Rabbah, and of course, till Zos Chanukah. Right? So, but there's a Din there. And that's why the word zan, which means sustenance, is the gematria of the name Kel and Havaya, Kel and Yudke Vavke, which is 31 and 26, which is 57, which is the word zan. V'al derech or hanal, k'mo shenema Kel Hashem v'ya'er lanu. So Kel Hashem, zan, v'ya'er lanu. It brings us light, That's because it's representing the same idea that Zan Parnasa, again, without the complicated Shemus, the idea that Parnasa is judgment that was sweetened to allow you to have what you need to have. And I'm skipping a few lines here. And that's the realm of Bina, the spiritual attribute of Bina, Shadina Mis Armina, which is where judgment comes from. Because at the beginning, Hashem said, I just want to do good. I just want to do good for everyone. But part of that process is that there has to be difficulties and challenges in this world. And that comes from the realm of Bina. V'hiba Atzma Rachman, but its goal is not to provide judgment. The goal is to provide mercy. Hamamti Kaladina, which sweetens all the judgments. Umishama Amazon, that's where Parnasa comes from. That's where sustenance comes from. As we say, Mitzafon Zahav, from the north, which is usually considered the side of darkness. That's where gold comes from. Imisham Achius, there comes the life, or of the light, Hamachaya HaNeshama, which gives light, life to the Neshama canal. Shachius Uruchanius Aganus B'mazon, because once again, he's repeating this point, the spiritual life in your food, when you're eating food, it's not so much the food itself, as much as the spiritual that's inside the food. And that's the word zan, which is the numerical value of the two names, kale and yud-kei-vav-kei. We know that the mizbeach provided parnasa for the Jewish people. Ki mizbeach is also gematria 57, kale and havaya. Oh, the same gematria as the word zan. Shimsham nimshach mazon, because from the mizbeach comes your zan, comes your parnasa. But amru chachameinu zal and our sages tell us, v'zman shebeis hamikdash kaim, when the beis hamikdash stood, mizbeach mechaper, the altar was our atonement. V'achshav, but today we don't have a mizbeach. So how do we atone for our sins? How do we fix all the corrections we have to make? Shulchanu shel adam mechaper alav, your table. What's the pshat? How does it go from the mizbeach, which is this holy vessel in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Kohanim would bring karbanos and there would be exact thoughts and exact... How does that get replaced? How can I accomplish the same thing with eating breakfast? How does that work? So he explains, Va'inyan, Derech HaKosav, it says in the Pasuk in Hosea, and then Ne'um Hashem, I will respond, says Hashem. And as Hashemayim, I will respond to the heavens. V'heim yanu es ha'aretz, and the heavens will respond to the earth. In other words, I'm going to tell the heavens to send their rain. The rain will respond to the earth and give it to drink. The pasuk continues. The earth will then produce the grain that comes out of the ground. V'heim yanu es Yisrael, and they will respond, they will answer the calls of the Jewish people who are in trouble, needing. Meaning it goes through heaven, to earth, to the grain, to... Kikala hashpa is because things that channel down from Shemayim. Tzrichim sheyelchu derech mashpia u'mekabel, there has to be a giver and there has to be a receiver. That's the way it works. From the top world, the world underneath it becomes the recipient, so to speak, the feminine aspect. And then when it has received, it then becomes the masculine to the next realm, which is the feminine, which then becomes the masculine to the realm below it. If you're confusing man and woman, man and woman is just a earthly version of this concept. But these are higher worlds, and there's the concept of Zachar and Nekeva. V'hamashpiyahu v'midas chesed. The channel that's giving, those are the channels of chesed. Shederach ha-chesed la-hashpiyah. The giver is expansive, expanding. The giver always wants to give. But the giver can't always give everything that the receiver wants to receive. If Hashem would bestow His light upon us in its entirety, we would be overwhelmed. So HaMekabel, the receiver in each case, who bedalus v'tzimtzum, shetarech lekabel, you have to constrict yourself and turn yourself into a vessel to contain whatever your vessel can receive. V'zeh b'chinas gevura, so that's why the recipient is more in the realm of severity and judgment and limitation. V'hahashpa hazos, and the influence, he memutze b'nei mechabram, connects them. So here we have, let's take an example of someone knocks on the door for tzedakah. So you have the person who's inside the house who could give this person $1 million. a person standing outside who has nothing, who's constricted, who turns themselves into a vessel. And so now they're polar opposites. One is the ultimate giver with potential to give everything. The other one is the ultimate receiver with constriction. When you reach out and you give that person something, you put a coin in their hand, make it more than a coin, put a $100 bill in their hand. So when you do that, you're connecting chesed and gevura and bridging them and meshing them, and you're creating a channel of influence that goes from one world to the next. Umamtik ha-mashpia b'chesed shelo as b'chinas ha-gevura shemekabel, all the judgments go away. Let me say this in more clear terms. When the poor person knocks on the door, they are living in a state of judgment. That's absolute din. When you give them coins, you're not just giving them a coin in the physical sense, you give them a $100 bill, you're not just giving them an item, you're also taking away their din. You're using your chesed to undo their din. They're no longer in a state of judgment, they have a $100 bill. So you've undone the din by giving it chesed, and so you become the channel through which influences for positive come into the world. That's the way that sustenance works. Sustenance works that the person has to work and the boss gives them money. Where'd your boss get money?
From the work you did.
From the work you did. So, right, all this, it's all mashpia mekabel. Where did he get? From the customers. Where'd the customers get their money? From their own job. Where'd they get it? From their boss. Right, there's a concept of mashpia mekabel, giver and receiver, and that's the way it works in all the worlds. V'heim shamayim ba'aretz, and that's what's represented by heaven and earth. Heaven is the source, and the earth is the receiver. V'yidizeh holech meha'alam legiloy, and so things go from being concealed within the realm of shamayim, within the realm of the pockets of the rich person, within the realm of your boss, and then it becomes legiloy, becomes revealed. It becomes revealed either as sustenance in this world, or as your pay, or as the money that the poor man now has. V'zeh b'chinah zachar in the kevus, and now the realms become masculine and feminine. Mashpia mekabel, giver and receiver. V'chein Hashem en anal shu ganuz bazayas. So coming back to the oil in the olive, kishitzarech lavo legilui, when it has to become revealed, there also there has to be b'chinah mekabel, b'chinas mashpia mekabel. There has to be a giver and there has to be a receiver. B'chli beis abad ayidei ksisha. That's why olives have to go into a vessel and be smashed inside that vessel. That vessel becomes the receiver of the material to turn what is bitter into light. Behem bechinas dachar v'nukva, again, masculine and feminine. These are all introductory ideas. L'chein, this is why the two words, zachar unakeva, male and female, are both gematria 390, which is the word shemen. Zachar in the cave is the same numerical value as shaman. Because shaman represents this idea of this influence, this flow that's coming from one world to the next. Again, in shamayim, things are cut off. Right? Things are cut off. So use the mashal of the olive. I want the light. Where do I get the light out of the oil? It has to come through the process of smashing. So you should know all the things that are stuck there. You could get them all out through this process of smashing. And shaman, which represents wisdom, or which is the light. The wisdom of a person illuminates their face. The face is radiant with joy from oil. Because this represents the sweetening of all the judgments. Madregas mekabel nukva of the feminine receiver. The receiver wants to receive, but there's something in shamayim that's slowing that flow, and so you have to create channels of chesed. V'nichlalu b'chasadim d'dachar. So by connecting to the masculine chesed, l'chein zachar in the keva, as we mentioned, zachar in the keva is the numerical value of shemen. But you know what else is also 390, the same numerical value? The word shamayim. The word shamayim, the word shaman, and the word zachar in the keva, those, all three are the same numerical value. Because shamayim is the giver, mamtika, gevuros, shalaretz, the earth. The earth also wants to give forth fruit, but it can't, because it hasn't received the water from shamayim, and so it's thirsting. In Eretz Yisrael, they're davening for rain because the earth is thirsting. And what do we need? The Shamayim to open up and just bestow upon it brachas and influence. You should know that rain that's coming down, that's Geshem, but it's also Matar. There's the smell of the food and the taste of the food and the color of the food is contained within the spiritual elements of the rain that's coming down. In the same way that we're all of us, are waiting for the spiritual influences to come down from Shamayim. And sometimes there has to be a little smashing, and that's what the Shemen represents. And again, I'm going to say this, and I'll say it again later again. The concept here is that these blockages which exist are undone on Zos Chanukah. Assuming that we light the candles properly and we intend to do the mitzvah, so we're going to open up those channels. K'moshen emers, it says, Anan umashem, I will answer. Em yanu asa arth, they will respond to the earth. I'm going to skip the next line. V'hine ayidei zeh. So what happens when we do this? Chozrin anitzot zekedusha achar kach l'shorshan. Because one of the reasons why things are slowed down is because there are sparks that we're supposed to elevate. And unfortunately, we do things that rather than elevate the sparks, disperse the sparks. And that's one of the reasons why the spiritual flow is cut off. The sparks can be dispersed in different ways, right? Obviously through sins of immorality for sure, but there are ways that anyone can cause a dispersing of the sparks. So basically what's going to happen is, when you do this, the way that things are fixed is because you're bringing back all the sparks that were lost as a result of our misdeeds. And that's what the pasuk means, ki kasha yered ageshem v'ashalag min hashamayim, like the rain and snow falls from heaven. V'shama lo yashuv, but it doesn't go back to heaven. Ki imhirvas aretz, until it first impregnates the ground. V'holida, and the ground gives birth. V'etzmicha, and it sprouts. So you should know that this mashal, it's a mashal. Hashem set up the earth so that when the rain falls, it irrigates the ground. If that earth would stay there, I'm sorry, if the water would stay in the ground, then it would sink down below and nothing more would grow. So what has to happen is, the water travels and it goes out into the ocean and there it goes back up into the sky. It evaporates again. You should know that your mitzvahs work the same way. The mitzvah, the Torah mitzvahs that you do, those are what elevates and what lifts back up. So even though you've lost some sparks in the ground, you can do Torah mitzvahs, you can elevate it all. So then things can return to their source. So let's say a person eats and they didn't, unfortunately, make a bracha. So they forgot to make a bracha. So now those sparks are now lost. They're inside the person, and then it goes out into creation, and that spark is lost. Says the Heilige Rav Schutzer Zayde, it'll come back. It'll come back. Just keep working on yourself, and all those things which you made mistakes about, and you feel like I can't undo that, don't worry, that's not going to be true. Hashem is going to provide for you the opportunity, it'll come back. Just like the water cycle has to come back and re-irrigate the land, and then you have to do it again, Hashem provides opportunities for fixing. So then when you serve Hashem, and you speak words of Torah and fear of Hashem through the food you eat, Hashem will send you your sparks and you elevate them again. This is why when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Mizbeach would atone. Because all the sparks would come back to the Mizbeach. If a person would sin, and sparks would be lost, and you bring a carbon, it brings back those sparks. Yeah, I don't know if I know the meanings of all these words, but we just have to hear the words, right? So you bring an animal. And you bring the menachos, which is from grain, and you bring the nesachim, which is from wine. All of these things, why do I bring the wine? So what he's learning is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it. That the aveira that you did caused a blemish somewhere. Hashem is going to make it that spark ends up in a grape. And then when you bring libations on the Mizbeach, the Kohen is offering the sparks that you lost, he's elevating them for you. Hashem runs the world in a background that you have no idea. And that's why we think bad things are happening to us, because all we see is the foreground. We don't understand that Hashem is running a whole universe that's made for us to be able to become fixed and to become, everything should be right. So the same thing can be true today. There's no Mizbeach. Hashem sends it back to you through your food, through your table. Every time you sit down to eat, you have an opportunity to fix the universe. It's the return of the holy sparks, and what it sounds like the Zohar Kodesh is saying is that it's the sparks that you dispersed. They come back to you through the process of your food, and you can elevate it and bring a fixing to the world. Yes?
So, Rabbi, when we have a drought, that is the sign of judgment.
Right. So this is why when there's no rain, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we consider it to be such a time of din. It's because the rain represents all of the spiritual influences. And we would say on some level, if there's no rain, then even the food that's on our tables doesn't have the same kind of sparks in it. And so that's the spiritual influence that we're trying to bring down.
So they say sometimes when it's raining,
right, because there's a flow. Yeah. It's a lot easier to connect to a channel that's already flowing. Right. Okay. All right. Mehine, hachzaras hanitzos hakedusha l'shar Hashem. I want to say part of this Torah. This is a very deep Torah. It's very deep. But you know, there's a story that's told of the Divrei Yoel, that one time he was giving a drasha. It was a complicated drasha. And it was a schus for Rafu Shalema for one of his Hasidim. So as he's giving the drasha, there weren't too many people. You know, he was one of the greatest Torah scholars of the 20th generation, of the 20th century. Right? So when he spoke, it wasn't just anyone that could interrupt with a question, but there were some big scholars. They could interrupt. So one of them started to interrupt him, and he said, "Nicht jetzt." It's not now. Which was strange, because he usually didn't say that. So he kept saying, and again, this Talmud Chacham Torah scholar was bothered by a question. I heard this from one of the Hasidim of the Divrei Yoel. And he said, again, and he said, Nishtiyatz. So, as they went on in the Torah, they started to realize that the Torah itself was meant to be a Refua Shelema for this individual. And the way he was structuring the Torah was in a way that it would channel down Refua Shelema. That's why he wasn't letting this person interrupt, because he was trying to get it to go in a certain direction. And so you feel like this Torah from the Zohar Kodesh, where he's explaining to us how influences work in general, and how Zos Chanukah works, and how the sweetening of judgments work, it seems almost like the studying of this Torah itself is meant to open these channels. And that's why he includes some Shemus in this Torah that we usually wouldn't discuss, but within the context of this, we're going to have to mention it. V'hine achzaris hanitzotzi kedusha l'sharsham, the returning of holy sparks to their source, who al yidei shem is associated with a certain name of Hashem, which is one of the 72 words of the 72 word name of Hashem, which we don't have time to get into. But one of those 72 words is made up of the letters Ches, Beis, Vav, don't pronounce it, Ches, Beis, Vav, which is Rosh Tevis, which is the first letters of the words Chayil, Bala, Vayikienu, which refers to Chayil, Bala, Vayikienu, literally translates as a treasure has been swallowed up, but he will vomit it out. Yeah, we're going to mention it. So this is a Shem, Ches Beis Vav, which stands for the words Chayil Bala Vayikienu, which refers to the spiritual forces of evil stealing all of our Torah mitzvahs. And when we do Teshuvah, we will make him vomit it out and give it back to us. And so this, which is a pasuk in Iov, the Rosh Tev is a Ches Beis Vav, because that's the name that pulls back and causes us to almost medically remove through this vomiting process from the other side to steal back all our holy sparks. This name, Ches Beis Vav, appears many times. You said on Rosh Hashanah we use this shame, but specifically every day consider. Okay, so in the Siddur, in the Bracha of Tika B'Shofar Gadol, so Yachad, the second to the last letter is a Ches, Mi'arba, second to the last letter is a Beis, and Kamfos, second to the last letter is a Vav, Ches, Beis, Vav. Also, Mekabet, second to last letter is a Beis, the third letter is a Beis. Nidchei, the third letter is a Ches. Amo, the third letter is a Vav. In multiple places, Ches, Beis, Vav appears specifically in that tefillah. The tefillah of Tika B'Shofar Gadol, which refers to the gathering of all the Jews, is really a tefillah on a personal level for the gathering of all the sparks that we individually have dispersed. And there's in the Sidurim of the Kabbalists, they have a special prayer that they insert in that bracha for the correction of the sparks that have been dispersed, and that's all the name Ches Beis Vav. But also, there's another name of the 72 words, which is the Shem Beis Yud Tes. L'chein Chiluf Beis Yud Tes Ba'at Bash Hu Shemen. And if you turn around Beis Yud Tes in At Bash, where Aleph and Taf and Beis and Shin, so Beis Yud Tes is Shemen in reverse. Skipping a few lines. So that's what the dove is saying to Hashem. I want my parnasa to come from you, Hashem. Let it be bitter as an olive. Because just like the light is hidden in the olive. And many steps and processes have to happen in order for the olive to turn into light. And hear this. It's the bitterness of the olive, chozer la'or, which is what turns into the light. Now this is very hard for us to understand. But he's saying that it's actually the bitterness which is transformed into light, and if the olive had no bitterness, there would be no light. Umasiku le'inayim, and there's nothing sweeter for the eyes than olive oil burning. It's not just sweet on the eyes of looking at the candle, but the light that it produces is a sweet light for the eyes. Umavari nitzotzei kedusha, that's why it's the power of oil and the lamps and the ner of Chanukah to elevate the sparks of holiness, mi'imke aklipas, from the darkest depths of the husks. No matter how deep the judgment, no matter how heavy the judgment, the power of the oil of Chanukah is to open up channels that even the most bitter of bitter should turn into the sweetest of sweet. Says the dove, that's what I want. I want that kind of parnasa. Yeah, I could sit in the table and someone feeds me all day, but there's no sweetness in that. Sweetness comes from the bitterness being transformed into sweetness. The negativity, the difficulties, the challenges turning into something positive. That's the life that's contained within. So through the table of a person, which atones, you can elevate these holy sparks. Now, again, he means here, he doesn't go back to mention the story of the miracle of the oil, but he does mean that as long as you've got these vessels, right, it keeps getting filled. Now that Nisim Sha'osa Hashem Yisbarach, every miracle that happens on a big level, every miracle that happens to you, and everyone here has experienced miracles. Everyone here has experienced miracles. Those miracles are Mi'or HaGanuz Al Ne'elam. Miracles come from the Or HaGanuz, from the hidden light. Miracles are a sweetening of the judgment. Miracles are that sweetness that comes, that's all from the hidden light. Because that's what a miracle is. It's something outside of the nature of the world. That's hidden. So at first this was hidden. And then it became revealed. This is why Mi sha'asa nisim, Misha Asanisim Lavisenu, which is what we say by Birchas HaChodesh, we said it yesterday, Misha Asanisim is Rosh Tevis, Shemen, oil. Because oil is the, represents these miracles. V'chilufa shem beis yutes, and in reverse atbash it's beis yutes. Sha'idei anes sha'osi yizbarach shema, when Hashem performs a miracle, umeir mi'or agonuz v'nelam, Hashem opens up the hidden light. Nichnoim ha'umos, the nations are subdued. V'sitra achra, and the other side is subdued. I'm skipping a few lines again. Ukvar amarnu, but we said, Shakol tzarech leilech derech mashpia u'mekabal, but it has to be through giver and receiver, b'chinas shmayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, etc. Okay. Lezeh, this is why Timtza you will find, Shikal inyan zeh merumas b'chanukah, I want to show you in the world of illusions, in the world of gematria, how all of this is hidden in the concept of Chanukah. Because she'az nasa hanesa yidei shaman, Chanukah Hashem made specifically the miracle through oil, which means all the channels for all the miracles represented by the oil can be opened up. So you can understand how the Divrei Chaim on this day, especially on the eighth day of Chanukah, on the day when all of the lights are burning, on the day when all those influences, why a person should daven on Zos Chanukah for all those things, you'll find that the miracle happened through the shaman, through oil, and we said shaman is gematria, zachar and nekeva, which represents the masculine and the feminine realms, but also obviously, you know, this would make Chanukah a good time to daven for shiduchim, a good time to daven for parnasa, all the things that involve masculine and feminine. But he says an interesting thing, the pasuk, chayil bala vayikienu, a host or a treasure will swallow it up and we will make him vomit it out. Those three words, which we said begin with a ches, a beis, and a vav, but they represent the concept that everything that we've dispersed will be recollected and we will fix the world and all the bad things will turn into good things. Those three words, chayil bala vayikienu, are the numerical value of 333, which is the numerical value of ner Chanukah without the vav. So chayil bala vayikienu, the shame, which is the elevation of the sparks, is the numerical value of ner Chanukah. Also, it says in the Torah, zachar u'nekeva bra'am, Hashem created them male and female. If you count the letters and the total, it's gematria Chanukah, but not regular Chanukah. Chanukah is spelled ches nun vav chaf hey, that's ches, ches yud tav, nun nun vav nun, vav vav chaf pei hey hey. They both equal zachar and the cave of Bra'am, and Chanukah expanded are both 646. But also, shemayim va'aretz, Shemayim Ba'aretz are 687, which is the numerical value of Chanukah, but when you spell it Ches Nun Vav Chaf Hey, but this time Hey Yud for Hey instead of Hey Hey, so then Shemayim Ba'aretz is the numerical value of the expanded spelling of Chanukah, Im Lamed Vav Neres, but you have to add the 36 candles. Shekala Inin Azeh, because this is the power of the day. Shalalachos HaShefa, on this day, throughout this Yom Tov, really, I'm saying the day. It's more on Zos Chanukah, but it's true of all of Chanukah. The Shefa comes down, Mi'or HaNelam, from the hidden light, Ayidei Shemayim V'aretz, through heaven and earth, Zachar Nekeva, through male and female, through masculine and feminine, the Inyan Biru, and Sotei HaKadusha, and all the sparks are elevated on this day, all the mistakes that we've messed up, and maybe you haven't, but if, you know, any messing up you've done. So just intend when you light the candles that you're re-elevating those sparks, that all the bitterness of the olive should be returned. Ayidei Shem Chayil Bala Veikienu, through this pasuk, a hoard has been swallowed and caused to vomit out. Hakol Nirmas B'Chanukah, it's all there in Chanukah. She'azmano Radas HaShefa, that's when we bring down all the influences. Ubiru Nitzotzi HaKedusha, and the purifying of the holy sparks. Hashem will reveal to us Ha'or, the light, Hanalam Bahazayas, which is hidden in the olive, Yizgala B'Shlemus, will be completely uncovered. So he says a fascinating thing. We know, why is Adam Harishon called Adam Harishon? So there's three reasons why he's called Adam. One, as the Torah says, because he came from the Adama. Two, because Adam also means Adameh, La'elyo means I can emulate the Almighty. And also, he's called Adam because those are the names of his three Gilgulim. As you know, Adam Arishon saw that in the future that David HaMelech would have no life. So he gave David 70 years of his life, which then later turns into Mashiach. That's why Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem, is Adam David Mashiach. Okay, Adam, David, Mashiach, those three words together equal 417. Adam, David, Mashiach. Those are the three names of Adam Arishon. 417 is the word Zayas. So all of history, Adam going back to sin where he dispersed all those sparks, who fixed Adam Arishon's problems? Adam Arishon himself. He came back as David. And those Shiras V'Sishbachos, that Sefer Tehillim and the beginnings of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but David still didn't complete the process, so who's going to fix the rest of what David started? Mashiach. Adam David Mashiach is the numerical value of the word Zayas. Hashem Yizbarach Yishalchenu Lanu Meher V'Imeinu, Hashem should send it to us quickly. But also, Alei Zayas, the leaf of the olive, as the Torah says, the dove came back with an Alei Zayas in its mouth, those two words with the two words are Gematria Mashiach Ben David Avdecha. Both have the numerical value of 524. Mashiach ben David Avdecha with the four words. Shezachel is galas malchuso aleinu b'meher b'yameinu amen. That we should merit to bring down the malchus. Again, let me sum this up because a lot of things were said. Okay. He starts off quoting the pasuk, the story of Elisha, and then he moves into the dove showing up and saying, the dove shows up with an olive leaf saying, I'd rather this than to receive from Noach in this gift. I'd rather receive directly from Hashem. So he explained that there is this correlation between Parnassa in the physical sense and Parnassa in the spiritual sense. Just like we recognize that in our food, there's the Geshem, there's the physicality, but there's the Matar, which is the spiritual side, as we said, the Mar, the Tam, and the Reach, and then there's the Tal, the Dew, which is even higher. And the same is true, there's the spiritual sparks in your food, and when we've cut ourselves off spiritually, we cut ourselves off physically. That's why there's some spiritual barrier, which is why a person still hasn't been zochet to all the brachas that they're waiting to receive. And so Chanukah is the time that we open up those channels, just like the olive, where all of that sweetness and all that light is contained within the olive. You have to beat it out and get it out, like the Hevel Mashiach, like the Ketores that you return on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's going to be even better if you ground it down even finer. That's why Zan is the numerical value of the two names Kel and Havaya, which is the same numerical value as the word Mizbeach, because it used to be that we needed the Mizbeach to do this, but now we do it through our table, through our food. But all of this has to work through a process of Zachar Nekeva, Mashpia Mekabel, the heavens give to the earth causes the food feeds us, then we feed this, and then the water goes back up. It's all male-female, which means these levels of connection, one realm to the next realm, so that there could be these connections. That's why Zachar Nekeva is Gematria Shemen, Zachar Nekeva is Gematria Shamayim. And all of this represents the elevation of the mistakes that we have made, that we may have cut us off. So it's interesting, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're davening for a good year. What do we have to do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to earn a good year? We have to fast on Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have to sit in shul and daven. So you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it available, if you haven't yet covered it the hard way, that you can do it the easy way. Just light Chanukah candles with a little bit of Kedusha, with some intentions that this oil should bring out the Or HaGanus. And that's the shame, Chayil Balav Aikienu, Ches Beis Vav, and the shame Beis Yutes, which is Atbash of Shemen. These are names of Hashem, but they're associated with the concept of elevation of the sparks, and they appear specifically on Chanukah, and that's what it's saying, the dove is saying. To get Parnassa through sweetened judgments, through maybe there was a withholding, and that's the bitterness of the olive, but the oil that's going to come from it is such brilliant light. And that's every miracle. Misha Asa Nisim is Shemen. Every miracle is represented by the oil. That's why the oil was the item of the miracle, because the oil represents all the bitterness being turned into this sweet light. And that's why Chayil Balav Aikienu is Gematria Chanukah, Zachar Ner Chanukah, Zachar Nekevu Bra'am is the miracle value of extended Chanukah. Shemayim va'aretz is the numerical value of the extended word of Chanukah. Zayis is Adam David Mashiach. Ali Zayis is Mashiach ben David Avdecha. May we merit that this Chanukah, that the Kedusha of the Nerus and all of the tefillos that we daven, especially on Zos Chanukah, but throughout all of Chanukah, Hashem should provide miracles for all of us. Nisim Gluyim, the Oraganos, all the things that have been hidden should become revealed. All the bitterness should turn into sweetness, sweetness of light, sweetness of consumption, sweetness of connection. And may all of us be Zocha to what we call a Gemar Chasima Tova. About the Zos Chanukah Gemar Chasima Tova. Everyone should be zochet to brachas, yeshuas, and atzlachas, and the schus of this holy Torah of the Zera Kodesh, and the holy tzaddikim, and all the tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael who daven for the sake, and we should join in their tefillos. Ve'ez Hashem, all our tefillos will be niskabel, and we will see Adam David Mashiach, Ali Zayis, Mashiach Medav Dadecha, v'meher v'yameinu.
Amen. Thank you. Chanukah Sameach.
Recording stopped. Thank you.